Let's talk a little bit about the issue of hormone therapy in this woman who you said had not had a menstrual period in 18 months, 49 years old, chemically postmenopausal. In general, if you have a patient where you're absolutely sure, you know, 65 years old, clearly postmenopausal, how are you approaching the choice of hormone therapy in that situation?
For the most part, in a woman who is clearly postmenopausal, who does not have a lot of chronic musculoskeletal problems, who has reasonably well-preserved bone density, I am tending to recommend that our first trial of hormonal therapy be an aromatase inhibitor. I really do try to help the women understand that the differences between the two therapies are small.
Aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen.
Right. The absolute further incremental benefit is small, that what's important is that we find a hormone therapy that she can tolerate and take for 5 years, because that's what helps her. But all things being equal, in a sense, it does look like the aromatase inhibitors are a bit more effective, particularly in situations where you have a disease that looks like it could be a bit more aggressive, higher grade lesion, higher grade tumor, lower estrogen receptor levels, absent PR levels.
Bigger tumor?
Larger tumors, yeah. I mean, kind of just generally, the more you're worried about the patient, the more you tend to want to go with that one. So I tend to favor it, but I'm not in the camp at all where the view that, oh, these are superior, tamoxifen has no role, those sorts of things at all.